Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 11th of November, 2007. It was on this day in 1918 the First World War came to an end, a war now generally considered one of the most wasteful and meaningless in human history, fought mainly because Austria, Serbia, Germany, Russia, France, and Great Britain got caught up in a tangle of alliances, and none of them wanted to back down from a fight, though they knew that nothing would be gained from it. It was a brutal war with the introduction of the machine gun which turned the war into a long, bloody stalemate, most of the fighting taking place along the Western Front, stretching for 475 miles through Belgium and France, about 10,000 soldiers per mile, deep trenches on either side, each side trying to charge the other to be mowed down by machine gun fire. There were numerous battles in which entire squadrons were wiped out in just minutes. 260,000 French soldiers were killed in just the first month of fighting. On just one day, in 1916, more than 50,000 British troops were killed without advancing a single foot. By the end of the war, on this day in 1918, 9 million soldiers had died, 21 million were wounded. It was thought for a long time by historians that the United States helped end the war by getting involved in 1917, but most historians now believe that the armies involved were on the verge of collapse after the flu epidemic in 1918, and the Germans just happened to collapse first. It's the birthday of Kurt Vonnegut, born in Indianapolis, 1922, who fought in the Battle of the Bulge, was captured by the Germans, forced to work in a factory in Dresden. He and other POWs slept in a meat locker three stories underground, and that was the reason he survived the firebombing of Dresden on the night of February 13, 1945. He wrote a novel about it, published in 1969, Slaughterhouse 5. And it's the birthday of Fyodor Dostoevsky, born in Moscow, 1821. His career as a writer was just taking off when he was arrested for conspiring to publish socialist pamphlets. He was blindfolded, brought before a firing squad, assumed he had only moments left to live, and then was pardoned by the Tsar at the last minute. Spent 4 years doing hard labor in Siberia before he wrote his first great novel in 1866, Crime and Punishment, followed by The Idiot, The Possessed, and The Brothers Karamazov. Dostoevsky, who decided that all radical political ideas were essentially inhumane. Joseph Stalin said, "Nobody understands human psychology like Dostoevsky, and that's why I've banned his books." Here's a poem for today by David Lee Garrison, entitled Driving with Uncle Bailey. Driving so slowly that a policeman pulls him over and sniffs, Uncle Bailey fumbles for his license, then volunteers his Social Security card and brags, "I've been collecting benefits for over 30 years. He survived the Depression on his job as a rural postman. Now he jerks his old Ford to a stop and rolls down the window before he remembers he has no mail to deliver. "Are you a Democrat or a Republican?" he asks, pretending that he has halted to make sure no liberals get a free ride. "Did I ever tell you I'm a war hero?" he laughs. "Sworn in, then discharged a few hours later, because World War I had ended. He's the oldest veteran in the county, Grand Marshal of the November Parade." A poem by David Lee Garrison, Driving with Uncle Bailey, from Sweeping the Cemetery, New and Selected Poems, published by Browser Books Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.